Just a four-hour drive from Uvalde, the National Rifle Association is holding its annual meeting in Houston. The NRA hasn't held the event in 3 years due to COVID-19, but it faces criticism now that it should have postponed or canceled this meeting because of the mass shooting earlier this week. NPR's Tim Mak is in Houston. Tim, thanks for being with us.
Of course.
Former President Donald Trump appeared. What did he say, and what does it mean that he's talking to NRA members?
Well, he argued for the hardening of every school in America.
There should be strong exterior fencing, metal detectors, and the use of new technology to make sure that no unauthorized individual can ever enter the school with a weapon.
The NRA's fundraising and membership have faltered over the years, and it's really struggled to get past infighting, allegations of misconduct, as well as an ongoing lawsuit by the New York Attorney General, Letitia James. It's kind of a mistake to think of the NRA's power as coming directly from money, though, although, of course, cash does help in politics. What makes the NRA influential and why Donald Trump wanted to speak to this audience is that its members are eager to mobilize for their legislative and electoral priorities. It's very much his base, and they laughed and cheered him on as he laid out this wide-ranging policy agenda beyond just guns. He spoke about nation building, Ukraine, policing, crime, as if he was on the campaign trail.
As I guess perhaps he is. Did anyone, NRA members or demonstrators outside, directly address the shooting deaths in Uvalde?
Almost everyone did, right? And as you can imagine, both sides had pretty dramatically different views. The NRA and its supporters are sidestepping the use of firearms and blaming instead things like mental illness and broken families.